All is melting, a reflection on wintry paradoxical states, a blog post by Bree Domasek. All is melting, my heart, my mind, the world around me. Winter lives up to her barren and somber reputation, but oh, how I welcome the melancholic mirror. In a previous post, I told of my spirit sprouting from the years within its Brummel cocoon. As I emerge, the season is winter, but the season has not absorbed me. I can serenely take in my hymal surroundings without becoming them. Winter is a sister to commune with, in contemplation, solitude, and dolefulness of the nourishing kind. She does not have to equate to a barren condition of the heart, but is a reflection, a time of reflection, a time of evolution. And what a time of evolution it has been. Paradox describes my previous wintry half-decade. Simultaneously stripped and filled, contorted and disentangled, looted of identity and integrated into a truer sense of self, enveloped by unconditional love and at times reminiscent over the conditional genre. There is healing in this paradox. The Tao Te Ching reminds me of this coincidentally through the symbol of water. Quote, "Nothing in the world is as soft and yielding as water. Yet, for dissolving the hard and inflexible, nothing can surpass it. The soft overcomes the hard, the gentle overcomes the rigid." End quote. Chapter 78. And yet, in the right conditions, even the gentlest of waters become hard, inflexible, and rigid. That hardened state serves her higher purpose, to preserve, to still, to solidify. Her obstinance makes way for contemplation, solitude, and dolefulness of the nourishing kind. And when she returns to the gentle coursing, she, quote, "nourishes all things without trying," end quote. Tao Te Ching, chapter 8. In my frozen state, I am able to nourish myself. In my fluid state, I am able to nourish others. Both states are needed for the other state to be possible. Both states are needed to evolve and to heal. And for now, all is melting. Not fully frozen, nor fully fluid. Something in between. As my winter sister breaks down her iciness, I commune with her in the act. She is a reflection of my own process of thawing. My eyes begin to crack. My spirit bubbles with motion as the dissolving parts become a current, flowing towards the ignored and desolate, soaking in to quench thirst and to satiate my need to quench. My mind dripping with possibilities once forgotten. My heart splashing about in puddles of liberation from the long-term hardened state. And those persistent hardened shards cradle those fragments that are rightfully not ready to flow. Whichever hardened, fluid, or paradoxical state you find yourself in this season, my dears, may this time be your companion and your mirror towards your own evolution and healing.